This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 67, when you can play with more than just yourself.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Tandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
And this is episode 67 of our podcast.
Hello, everybody.
It's a beautiful
hello.
Day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Won't you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my ninja? Teehee. I miss Mr. Rogers.
I actually tee-heed the other day, just in the middle of nowhere. I wasn't, like, thinking I'm going to be cute and do this deliberately. I just kind of did it, and then I was like, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah.
I've actually meowed. I meowed once, too.
Really?
Yeah, I meowed once.
I used to say yee-haw after pretty much everything I said at one yee-haw. Point in time, which is really odd because I grew up on the East Coast. Nowhere near, like, any place in the Midwest or Western in any way.
You just watched too many cowboy movies.
I don't know. I didn't really like cowboy movies or cowboy TV shows. But for whatever reason, I'd be like, oh, yee-haw, after everything.
I say bitch after 75% of the things that I say. Bitch.
Bitch.
What bitch? You're the bitch, bitch. Yeah, I remember that.
I constantly make dorky references to dorky things. Constantly.
I make geeky references to non-geeky things.
And I make awesome references to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah? Which sponsor's that?
Velocity Micro.
Oh.
Makers of custom...
Because of a bomb-ass gaming
bomb-ass
machine.
Bomb-ass PCs.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for...
Vista Ultimate. Talk about Vista Ultimate.
I'm getting there. If you're looking for a bomb-ass home, mobile, or gaming PC that runs the best and probably the only version of Vista you should own, so you might want to change that up. Some people, I know who you are. and hit up Velocity Micro. You will not be disappointed. It's the PC we use here at Electric Sisterhood. Ninja doesn't let me touch it because she knows I would just play WoW on it all the time.
Yep.
Because it looks really spiffy.
Yep.
So, yeah. So if it's good enough for Ninja not to share, it's totally worth you buying. So go check it out. I think they're in Circuit Cities now if you have one near you.
Yes. And if not...
The second you started talking about Vista, you know what popped into my head?
No.
That three Dead Tolls and a Baggy song, Every OS Sucks.
Yes.
Every OS sucks.
It does.
And blows at the same time.
Yep. It does.
I love that song.
I'm not going to lie, okay? I got a bunch of Macs, and you know what? I love my operating system, and I fucking hate my operating system. Both at the same time. But I'm doing nothing but loving the Rossi Micro Machine, so... Pandalicious is right. If you don't have a Circuit City near you, you can visit them at velocitymicro.com. So tell them the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you. You're not going to get any discount or anything like that, but it's just nice to let them know where you
are. One of these days, you might be able to drop our name and actually get a discount.
Possibly.
We're working on it.
But we will be rich and famous and we'll own the company at that point anyway. So.
Or own a company.
That would be awesome. Well, technically, ESH is a company.
It is.
So we already do.
We're just not a giant conglomerate.
No.
We're not the evil
We never will be.
Men.
No, it's a subsidiary of a LLC, people.
We will never be the man that you want to kick.
No.
Or you don't want to take it to this man.
We will never, ever be that man. Although, speaking of the man, we have to welcome somebody.
If we become the man, we can't stick it to the man anymore.
I stick it to myself all the time. But I'm bumpsh. Okay.
Ew.
Sorry. That was wrong of me. I had Red Bull today. I had Red Bull, okay? I'm sorry.
That's not a good excuse.
All
right. Red Bull gives you wings.
I had Red Bull and vodka. How about that?
I had Amp today.
What the hell are you doing? All right, we're getting off topic. We had to welcome a man.
What
man? Another man.
Another one?
To the hood.
Who?
There's more than
one
man.
And we're just
going to
be the electric hood soon, because there's not going to be any sisters.
There's sisters. There's always sisters. Sisters started it. Sisters rule.
Yeah,
sisters
but it would work. Electric sisterhood, electric manhood. No.
Electric manhood is completely different.
That's probably already been taken by a dildo
at night should discuss.
Dude, you know that there's got to be a dildo company out there that's called Electric Manhood.
Totally.
Oh, my God. Now.
If not, there will be.
Butt plugs. They'll give you a zap and a poke. All right,
and now, following that, I have to welcome to the land of Esh.
Welcome to Esh.
Colonel Panic. That's Colonel. Like, salute Colonel Panic. Yay!
Welcome to the land of Esh. Have a fruit roll-up. Well, aren't you gonna eat it? Oh, for Christ's sake!
I don't know.
Notice that I'm Canadian when I say for Christ's sake. Oh, come on, guys. If I had $1 million by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh.
They're both fine.
The only part I remember is, don't you ever want a monkey? That's the monkey part. The part I remember.
I don't listen to the Bare Naked Ladies. Because I'm black!
I'm black, too.
I know. Sometimes. I worry about you, Panda.
What?
We all worry about you.
I roll a dice in the morning, and if it's higher than 5, I'm black. If it's lower than 5, I'm white.
This is what I'm saying.
Is it a 6-sided dice? That would explain why you're not black very often.
No. Bite me.
Nice. I like that. I like that. I like that quip. Gold
very
star
nice,
for magic.
Guys. I am black every day.
Yes.
I'm just not very good at it.
She's a failed black person.
Yeah,
I didn't pass
as
the
a
black
minority.
Test.
No, you do fail the black test a lot of the time. But
I
that's
do.
Okay. That's all right.
I'm kind of curious how I do on the black test.
You'd probably do better than
Panda, actually.
Yeah. That's okay.
Well, I know for a fact that my melanin levels rise when I'm doing the podcast.
Melanin?
So. Melanin.
There you go. They do, actually.
I said melanin.
I didn't hear the nin. I heard melon.
My melons rise.
Which is black in itself.
Yes.
That's why I was like, let's be sure we say the nin part.
Yeah, we could get in trouble.
So anyway.
Moving on.
We haven't even gotten to the business. Is there any business?
There is business. There's always business. Got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is Panda.
ESH.mobi.
That's
ESH.mobi.
Okay.
The short address takes you to the long address. So if you're drunk, it's easier to remember.
Yay! You do pay attention to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yay! So with that said, the only other little piece of business that I have is we have a candy bitch.
We do?
Yes.
Finally.
Finally. It's only taken a few months for them to, you know.
It's free candy and, like, nobody wanted it.
I know.
We have to offer them something else that's free.
What are we, that creepy guy on Halloween that mom's like, no, there's, like, razor blades in that shit. Don't touch it.
Yeah. Dude, our mom didn't really say that to us.
No, she's like, go ahead and eat it. See what happens to you.
See what happens. You can either wait for me to check it or not. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Our mom was a doing two mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, in any event, drum roll, please. Ariel, you got candy, bitch.
I don't know if we should call her bitch.
Yeah, look, it's called Candy Bitches.
Okay. We've called everybody else a bitch.
Everybody else has been a bitch.
All right, well.
Of the candy variety.
All right, well.
So, candy bitches are sweeter than real bitches.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely sweeter. So, Ariel, all you need to do is drop us an email. You can use the Hit Us Up link on the website. I'll be checking your email in the comment that you made for us, just to make
sure
that
all... I'll be checking your email.
I'll be checking your email address in the comment that she gave to us, okay?
Brain stopped after I'll be checking your email.
It's all right. Just kind of give it a jolt.
I didn't know your brain worked.
Oh, snap.
Okay, okay, you gotta understand, one of my favorite things to say when I screw something up is, wow, my brain's not working.
Yeah, I know, so really, I'm only saying.
It really doesn't work that well.
Sometimes it does fail.
I'm like
but
a
Ariel,
puppy.
You know what's
I'm biting you, but I'm not meaning to hurt you.
But
so that
Ariel,
I can kick you or hit you with a rolled up newspaper?
Ladies, I'm trying to let Ariel know that she's going to get free candy, and she'll be hearing from me, and we'll just need the mailing address so she can get her free bag of candy.
First you're checking her email, and now she's going to hear from you.
You know
that's,
what?
That's like, oh. Ariel, close Stalker. Your shades wherever you are. You know, find a room that has no windows and
get
close
a panic
yourself
room.
And lock yourself in there.
No one like needs to hide from the ninja. The I will find you.
Don't say that. You might scare her.
Run and hide.
He couldn't or, find you, know you Ariel, you know so don't worry about it.
I could. I got Google Maps, motherfucker.
Google Maps. Oh my God, double true.
If you look at my house
Step
and Google Maps,
sucker.
You can see my car.
What you gonna
it's
do
awesome.
Now? Snack attack, motherfucker.
Because it's a chronic.
What?
Pulls
a
Narnia. All right. That's enough of that shit. So, without further ado, that's all the business that I have for right now. I'll return at the end of this broadcast show with more business. But for now, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths, which right now looks like...
Should we leave it at pom-poms? Was it pom-poms?
Yep. I'll leave it at pom-poms. Why the hell not? I'm going to throw my pom-poms after I do a standing back tuck. And there you have it. To Pandalicious. What you going to do with it?
I'm actually going to turn it into a crown.
Ooh.
Yes. Like a Burger King crown or like a real crown?
Like it's going to be Princess Peach's crown.
Princess.
Cool.
And I wonder
That's
why I'm
doing that.
Technically
more of a tiara.
No, it's not. It's a crown.
It's a tiara.
It's a little crown on her huge fucking head.
A little crown is called a tiara.
No, it's a crown, but it's just small because her head is so big. Anyway,
Peach does
Peach's,
have a big head. I'm going to be honest.
Peach has a fat head.
It's Peach's crown. It's a crown. Anyway, the reason why I'm doing this is because, for one, I don't like Daisy's crown, even though they're kind of the same.
They're the same character. They just redesigned.
Yeah. Oh, they're not. They're not. But anyway.
Yeah,
so,
they are.
No, they're not. Daisy is for Luigi. And that's why she's got green and yellow on. This is his green
yeah,
and her
I know
green.
Who she's for.
They
I'm
make
saying
green.
It's the same fucking character model. All they did was change the colors.
No, it's not. She has better features than Peach does. And Peach is a whore. Anyway. But I like Peach's crown better. So I'm going to wear it. Because Panda has been playing, you guessed it, Mario Party 8. Not one. Not 7, but 8.
For a second, I thought you were going to count all the way through.
8
is great. And actually, literally, it is. Like, I purposely wanted to wait and to have a day where I was actually sad and depressed and like what the fuck do I do with, like, my life? Because I had finished my homework for, like, this next week coming. So I've got nothing the fuck to do. So I was like, what should I do? I'm like, I'm going to play my brand new Wii game that I got. Or rather, mommy bought for me. And so I sit at our big TV. I put on my Wii. And, oh, Ninja, by the way, how the fuck did you make that Satan me? Because I don't know where you got that hair from.
Oh, the horns, you mean?
Yeah.
They're just eyebrows.
Oh.
Raised really, really, really high and then twisted.
Oh, because I was like, is that a virus? Like, what is that? And mom's like, that's scary. I'm like, it's Satan. Anyway, it's Lucifer. But anyway, so, you know, you log into Mario Party 8, and it's all happy. There's multiple tens, and you already feel this redeeming quality. You know, and everyone's a little...
Redeeming, you know, how?
Because
does
you're
something
feeling...
Does have to be wrong to be redeemed?
Well, if you're feeling bad and things feel like they're going wrong in your day, just having it load up for you, you see, like, these bubbles...
So it's a relieving.
Whatever. To me, it redeemed a little bit of my soul.
Okay.
And I'm going to say redeeming.
All right.
Anyway, so... You know, and it's actually really funny if you just want to click, because all the bubbles of all the characters you can play are on the front screen. And if you click them, they all say different things.
Yeah. Have you clicked on Mario?
Yeah, and you click on Mario, too, and he's something, too, but he's not in a separate bubble.
No.
But I only pressed a couple of people, and out of everyone that I pushed, the most annoying came from Peach, because she's just like, I am the princess. And I want to go shut the fuck
you
up.
You just bitch. Really hate Peach, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Which is why I played Daisy, because I'm like, uh-uh. So anyway, you know, you get your Masters of Ceremonies, which is this really cool nifty dude, and he has this top hat who also talks to you. The funny thing about it is when he first shows up, he's like, welcome to the Star Carnival. You know, that's in English, and then every other sound he makes is kind of like a little, like, meep or an app or a, but no actual words. You know, and then the hat kind of does the meep, the app, and the oop, too. But whatever. So, you know, like, go ahead, go check out what's going on in any of these tents. So I decide to go to the party tent, which, granted, you know, being a solo player, you know, it's best to when you can play with more than just yourself.
Sorry.
I know.
Panda has no friends.
No, Panda's not allowed to have her friend in the house.
I know that. I've been to your house. I've been to your house like 20 times, and I've never
been
in
my backyard.
I hang out in the backyard.
But anyway...
If she cleaned her room, you could go actually into the house.
No, but I've already asked Mom about that. She's like, I don't feel comfortable with people on the third floor. I don't believe in sleepovers. Like, do you believe in the Easter Bunny? Because, you know, you're on a good roll here. But anyway, So I go there, and I'm like, all right, I'll just try this out. You know, I could set it up so that the computer plays the opposing three people, and then, you know, you... So you can choose which, you know, area you want to play in. And I decided I wanted to play in the Koopa's Tycoon City. You have to choose who the other, you know, players are going to be. So I was playing Daisy.
It doesn't randomly select the other ones?
It can.
It can, but I didn't do it that way because I wanted it to be a girl party. So I was Daisy, and Peach was invited. Toadette was there, and this other character, Birdo. And actually, if you used to play the old Mario, I think it's
2.
Mario 2, yeah. There are these things that shoot eggs out of their mouth. And Birdo was one of those, but a girl with a giant diamond ring on her finger. Yeah. I don't understand the concept, but, you know,
she's
whatever.
Married.
Every girl's got to have her bling.
Yes,
and,
maybe.
So, you know, the guy is explaining to you that, you know, a little dice block will appear above your head. You have to flick your Wiimote up to hit it. And then move so many spaces. And in Tycoon Town, there are these hotels. And when you get coins, you can invest money into the hotel. And after you, you know, increase it so much, the hotel grows. So when you first invested it, you only get 1 star. But if you upgrade it by 20 stars, you get 2. And 50 stars, you get 3.
So 50 coins, you get 3 stars. And 20 coins, you get 2 stars, right?
No. You don't get any coins for stars. You have to invest them in the hotels.
You have to invest the coins
in the hotels.
And then their star worth goes up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, and the sucky thing is, other players can steal your hotels. So you could build up a hotel to, like, its maximum, which is 3. And if they can outbid you by how many coins, then that hotel becomes theirs, and you lose your 3 stars, and they gain them. So, you know, the whole time, you know, I'm playing this, you know, I'm trying to be wise. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I should let other people take control of hotels first, save up my coins, and then pwn their asses. especially Peaches. But after the first round of 4, so I was actually first because I hit a 10. So I went first, you know, and then everybody else, and Peach was last. And after Peach, you know, it takes all of our characters' pictures, meshes them together, and then separates them real quick and either divides them 1 against 3 you know, two against two or an all 4-on-4 battle.
Yeah.
You know, and then it rotates out of all the mini games that you have to play. And I actually prefer the 1-on-3s because, you know, actually last night when I was playing, Peach was just getting the brunt of it. Like, we had to go against Peach, like, the three of us against her for, like, 7 battles in a row. And we kept pwning her ass. But anyway, and these games
Why
are really...
Why do you hate Peach so much?
Because...
What did she do to you?
Yeah, what did she do? Did she steal your car or your boyfriend or something?
No, she didn't. But, you know, I don't like her. She's like that girl who doesn't do anything to you, but if you had to survive, like, if the only way you could live was to kill her, you wouldn't feel bad about it.
You know what's sad? I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like, you know, like, you'd be like, I don't care if I have to, you know, if you obviously didn't have to go to prison after you killed her. Like, if someone said it, I will shoot you if you don't shoot them. I'd be like, bam! All right. Can I go now? Like, it wouldn't be that hard. But anyway, getting back to the point at hand. So, you know, these games are actually really fun. And I actually had the mother watch me last night while I was playing this. And she thought it was very fun and it was very bubbly. You know, and after, you know, everyone does their turns, you know, little catchphrases and stuff. And believe it or not, after a while, I couldn't stand Daisy's voice. Because every time I won, which was often, she was like, I'm the wiener! And it totally sounds like she's saying wiener and not winner. Except a while, like, you totally are a wiener. Shut the fuck up. So after you, and you can set it for so many rounds. You know, you could set it so that you play all the mini games and then you're done. But that's, like, fucking ridiculous. And only if you have, like, a, you know, a bunch of people playing with you. Because after a while, your
How
hand
many
is just like...
It's a shitload.
Well, yeah, there's, like... There's a whole slew of them for your 1 versus 3.
Yeah, because they basically it has different mini games based on what the player setup is. So there's a set 4, and I think there's like 10 4 against, you know, everybody out for themselves.
Oh man, those are
boss
fun
battles.
Too.
There's 10 of those. Then there's about 20 different mini games for 1 versus 3, 2-on-2, and 3 versus 1 the other way. So there's a shitload.
Yeah. It's totally a hoot. Like one mini game in particular, they were teams of 2. And there was this cake, and like you saw this Koopa Troopa make a cake, and then you had to, you know, pretty much decorate the cake the way that it showed in the picture.
Yeah.
You know, and you're using your Wiimote in totally different ways besides. You don't use your nunchuck, or at least I haven't thus far
which means you haven't unlocked the mini game yet where it's semaphore. So you have, like, a little ghost guy that's raising flags, and you have to raise your flags in the same shape, the same formation he has in seconds, and that requires a nunchuck. And then there's one other one that requires a nunchuck.
Yeah, like I haven't unlocked everybody yet. But anyway, so after, you know, several hours of, bitch, you took my hotel, fuck you. The game ends. I'm no longer the winner because by this time Peach fucking owned me. I hate her. And
you get
these trader cards at the end of whenever you complete a game. And after you complete the game, you can go to this fun bazaar and you can buy these little miniature statues that you can parade, or you can unlock. I think you can buy things. And I feel like I'm gonna sneeze.
But, I feel like you're going to sneeze, too.
I think I'm going to sneeze, actually, because I keep trying to hide it.
Yeah, you sound like
it.
You're going to sneeze.
Yeah. There it is! Oh, that's good. That's an on-air sneeze. Did you get snot
totally
on your mic?
I know, away from my mic, which was good.
The mic of 1,000 Truths is all snotty now?
Yeah. And then everyone on the podcast died.
Gets sick. That's not very nice. I'm going to sneeze one more time.
God.
I sneeze in threes.
That's right.
Pandalicious sneezes in threes.
You sneezed and it was like biological warfare because I started like choking.
I don't
know. Like you had smoke in your mouth. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, she coughs and then you sneeze. Oh, that's
Yeah, we're doing it like...
Oh,
God.
Sickness. I see his anthrax.
In the round.
Anyway, so.
Everybody okay?
Everyone still alive? Find your exit, buddy. Have you located your exit, buddy?
I believe in fairies. Anyway, it's a fun game. I've had a hoot with it. I swear to God. Like, I'll probably play it after we're done here. And
sneeze. Sneeze.
And after I sneeze. Oh, my God. I don't know what's up with me. I'm sneezing today.
I'm going to call you Sneezy for the rest of the show.
But anyway, I'm going to say that this game, as I played through it, I like it. It keeps me entertained. 4 stars.
Sneeze. Yes.
Four candies. And good job, Mario. Fuck you, Peach. And Toadette, you're cool. And
fuck
I need
you.
To fish you.
Fuck you. You're
fuck you.
Cool.
Fuck you. You're cool. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
You sound like a hospital. You sound like you're dying.
No. No, Magic, when you were coughing, I thought you were dying. I thought we were listening to the last breaths of Magic Mystic.
But anyway, so I'm going to take the crown of 1,000 truths, put on some gloves so that it's not infected, disinfect it with something,
Purell,
some Febreze.
Douse the sucker in Purell. Febreze will
Purell
only make it smell nice.
And I'm going to lay a nice, beautiful cushion in the center, and Magic, if you want to take it,
I'm gonna talk at it without getting any closer to it than I have to.
What? I'm human. I sneeze.
So yeah, Panda and I are both like dying.
So I'm gonna pass it to you. What are you gonna do with it?
I am also going to talk about a game. Actually, surprise, surprise. I'm the one that like never talks about games ever. So
yeah, very rarely. Yeah.
Okay, so Friday or so, I was standing in Best Buy, and I was looking at the rack, and I was like, what do I want to buy? And so I called Ninja, and I was like, what do you think, Shadow of the Colossus or Devil May Cry 3? And she's like, totally Shadow of the Colossus.
Yep.
And I hated it.
Well, let's clarify this. I said to you, well, have you played Devil 1 or 2? And you said...
No.
And so I said... Well, duh, Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, well, still, I hated it.
Well, you
so
suck.
I went back to Best Buy and picked up 3 and also picked up Prince of Persia, Sands of Time. And they're both decent games. But what I also picked up was Shin Megami Tensei Persona 3. Because I am a giant
Shin
Mega
Megaminas?
Tennis. What? Shin
Megumina?
Megami? Megami?
Yeah, so I said Shin Megami Nut.
What?
You're a huge Shin Megami Nut.
Oh,
as in you're crazy
Mega
for
Mega Tennis,
this-
which is what the huge cult following of Shin Megami Tensei games called themselves.
All right, whatever. Uh-oh.
Panda's I'm trying to the fight horn. The sneezing. I'm sorry.
Don't fight it. Go with it.
I know, but when she blows her nose, it sounds like a trumpet.
It feels like a duck.
Shut up.
I was like, did somebody let a duck into the podcast?
It sounds
room?
Like somebody's calling people to arms to fight Narnia.
No, it
like
doesn't.
A bugle. It's like
no. It's not like that.
It sounds like kind of like you know an elephant trumpeting. It's like.
I think it's kind of like a duck.
No, it's much more than that. It's got gravitas.
Maybe you know how, like, ducks, like, quack, but, like, Canadian geese and stuff, they honk?
Yes.
It was more of a goose thing.
Yeah, it's more of a, than a, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Curse on both your house.
My
That's
house,
your house
is your
too,
house.
No, your house is indeed. Never mind. I had to refrain.
Delaware! It's in Delaware!
My house is in Dubai.
Dubai.
Delaware and Dubai, they're right next to each other. According to Miss South Carolina, the preteen, they could be.
Oh god, we're not talking about her though.
Oh, alright. I don't want to say she's a dumb bitch. But please continue, Magic.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, so I picked up Persona 3, and the last 3 days since then, I haven't slept because I've been playing it.
Uh-oh.
Now, I really don't know how to describe this game. It's like... It's like an anime... Hold on. I'm trying. It's like an anime dating sim meets, like, an anime school drama meets, like, Pokemon meets, like, The Sims Demon Fighting Edition meets a Dungeon Delver RPG meets The Sixth Sense meets Alice in Wonderland.
What the fuck are you playing?
Hold on, stay with me. Okay, so you're this kid. He doesn't have a name. The main character doesn't have a name, so whatever your name,
that's always
you enter.
Good. Okay.
So, yeah. And he's just transferred to a new school. But the night he arrives at the dorms, he doesn't start going to school yet. The night he arrives in the dorm, something weird happens.
No, doesn't it always?
Yeah, it doesn't always. So what happens is that everything gets, like, dark, and the moon turns green, and all the people turn into these coffins.
What?
And he gets attacked by this, like, monster thing. And, it's very complicated. and then he summons what's called a persona and fights off the monster thing. Yay.
Okay.
All right. So what this story is about is it's, there's a dark hour. At 12 midnight, there's an additional hour before 12:01.
Okay.
So there's 25 hours in the day. And mm-hmm. during the dark hour, all of humanity turns into these coffins. Every person lives in their own little coffin for this hour.
Okay.
Except for these special people who have the ability to summon persona.
Uh-huh.
And you apparently are one of them.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay.
So, the next day you start school, and it's exactly like, you know, a dating sim or a school drama or, you know, The Sims.
Okay.
Because you go to school and you talk to people, and I'm in the kendo club and I'm in the student council.
Oh, well, aren't you a little Miss Overachiever?
I am, and I have a friend, this friend Kenji in class, and he's totally got a crush on the teacher, and he wants me to help him, like, I don't know, come up with, like, the perfect plan to, like, capture her heart. It's a little weird, but, you know, he's a nice kid.
Students should not sleep with teachers.
Definitely
unless
not.
Unless you're in college and trying to get an A, then it's okay.
And, yeah, and he and I, we go out and we eat ramen and stuff in the afternoons, and I go to the karaoke bar, and, you know, I play an online game when I'm not studying at home, and, you know, you have
your charm level and your
academics level, and mm-hmm. then your interaction groups and stuff, so okay. you can, like, make friends, and people like you at different levels and stuff. So that's all what you spend all day doing.
Okay.
And then you go home, and you, like, can study or sleep, or during the dark hour, the school turns into this freaking scary tower thing that you can go dungeon delve and explore, if you feel like it.
Okay.
Yeah. So you and a couple of friends who live in the same dorm, you know, go dungeon delving. But then there's another layer on top of that where there's this creepy little boy you meet that first night who's like, the world is ending. Bad shit's gonna happen. I see dead people. I don't know, but he's like, he's wicked creepy and he just kind of appears. It's like you'll be sleeping in bed and then just suddenly this kid's there and he's like, hi, how have you been? I've been watching you.
I don't like that kind of shit. I don't. That makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's like, I'm always with you. I like watching you. I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm going now, but I'll be back. I was like, no, you know, don't worry about it. Feel free to never come back ever.
Ever.
You know, don't take time out of your busy schedule. I'm sure you have other things you need to do, other people to creep the fuck out.
Right, right.
I'm pretty sure he's not a bad guy though. Pretty sure.
So kind of like Midna in the Zelda game?
I wouldn't know because I've never played it.
Oh.
I've, like, read fan comics and seen screenshots and watched videos and everything, but I've never actually played it.
You should go over to Pandalicious's house. She has a Wii. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I'm, like, permanently uninvited to that one.
Not my fault. Whoopsie.
Whoopsie. Anyways, so, where was I? Let's see, I talked about Creepy Kid.
Yeah, Creepy Kid.
I talked about school.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and then on top of Creepy Kid, there's Creepy Old Man. So, have you ever read the Dark Tower series by Stephen King?
Yes.
You know, like, the doors, how they were all just, always just kind of there in the first few books?
Yeah.
Well, there's this door, this blue door with this blue glowing light, and it's always just kind of there.
Uh-huh.
And you go through this door into the Velvet Room, which is, it's everything's blue. Everything's blue. And
blue one velvet.
There's this big clock on one wall.
Why the whole game's weird. Have you ever seen Blue Velvet? The movie? David Lynch. Wackadoodle fucking movie. Isabella Rossellini.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Velvet Goldmine, National Velvet, yes. Blue Velvet, I don't really remember.
Oh, you'd remember it if you'd seen
it. Okay, then I probably haven't seen it. But one wall is just this, like, grill, and it's like this massive room, but it's probably, like, in an elevator or something, because there's these, you know how when you're in an elevator, you can see, like, the lights go by?
Yes.
This whole grill wall just has these lights going by all the time. And then this creepy guy is just like, you have the power. And this is where the Pokemon thing comes in.
Okay.
Because when you fight, okay, A, you're the only one who can see the creepy kid and the Velvet Room and Igor, the guy in the Velvet Room.
Okay.
And B, you're also the only one that can have more than one persona. So when you're out fighting, you can get more persona. And then he's like, yeah, if you want to come, I could totally, like, mix and match your persona. So it's like, gotta catch them all, and then I can breed them and make more.
Oh, no.
So it's all very, very interesting. Okay, but here's the funny part, and kind of creepy, and a little weird, actually, when you're in combat and you try and use magic. You can use the magic of your persona.
Uh-huh.
And you can, like, switch between them to use different spells and stuff. But the way you summon your persona is you shoot yourself in the head.
What?
Yeah. So, like, you're in combat, and you're like, I want to use a flame spell. Okay, Aggie, select. And then your avatar just goes, bang! And then, you know, your persona shows up right after you've shot yourself in the head and shoots the spell at your enemy.
You're kidding me.
No. I'm pretty sure I can't come up with shit like coffins and shooting yourself in the head.
I was with you right up until the summoning of spells requires a bullet to the brain.
I'm pretty sure it's not an actual bullet because they call it an enabler gun.
It was probably a spiritual bullet.
Something of the sort.
To knock the power out of you.
Yeah, and I'm like, all the other people are like, I really don't want to shoot myself. And, when I first get attacked, I'm like, hey, look, a gun. Hey, look, I'm shooting myself. I didn't even, like, pause. I was like, bang. So I'm really creepy. I'm a really, really creepy kid.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
So, it's
could,
really
like,
funny.
That overshadow the Colossus? There's something wrong with you, girl.
There's lots of stuff wrong with me. What comes with the game, actually, which is really cool, is you get the soundtrack and an art book.
Okay.
Which is super really awesome for, like, it's a little expensive. It's, like, what was it, like, $50?
That's not bad.
So it's on the expensive end of PlayStation 2 games, but it comes with the soundtrack and an art book. So it's really cool. So you're aware, also, of, like, the day of the week it is and what time of day it is and, like, the phases of the moon. And weird shit happens every month on the full moon, because the night I arrived was a full moon.
Uh-huh.
And then I've played like a bunch of hours, and I just finished April. School runs from April to God only knows. I don't know. But I just hit May.
Uh-huh.
And a full moon showed up, and the shadows on days that aren't full moon stay within Tartarus, the tower that the school turns into.
Uh-huh.
And on the full moon, they took over the subway, and I had to go fight them in the subway. So every month things happen. And I can't remember where I remember this from. I don't remember if it was something the creepy boy said or if it was in the opening or something, but there's something about only having a year. There's a year deadline for something, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's not good.
Maybe it's the end of the world. I don't know. So, yeah.
Boy,
so
you might want to figure that one out.
Yeah, I kind of need to. I'm like, oh, God, we're all going to die.
Do you battle other people?
There's all these other things that are just really funny. Like the online game, you can go online and play WoW in this game and like make friends online and stuff. And you have a cell phone, your friends call you up, hey, you want to hang out on, you know, Saturday? And you're like, yeah, sure, let me just, you know, kill a few demons and, you know, I'll be there. So it's like, it's got all of the aspects of The Sims and all of the aspects of, a dungeon delver Pokemon collecting fighting game. And it's got all of them together, so there's just...
I'm sorry, you say Pokemon collecting fighting game, and I, you know, picture, like, Ash, but, like, in a uniform like Kratos, and it gives me the giggles.
I'm pretty sure neither Ash nor Kratos ever shot themselves in the head, though, so...
Kratos threw himself off a cliff. Well, he tried to.
That is true.
Doesn't the guy in Bioshock inject himself with, like, drugs all the time?
Yeah.
Shooting yourself in the head is a little bit different from injecting yourself.
Yeah, no, but the idea of having to inflict something on you to do something else.
Yeah, I mean, shooting up and it looking like you're doing, like, a dose of, you know, heroin or something is one thing. Where you actually watch your player character take a gun to the temple and then pull the trigger...
Every time you cast a spell, so like 6 or 7 times a combat, and then there are 3 of you in the party, so like another, you know, what's 6 or 7 times 3? Every combat, it's a little excessive.
Yeah.
So wait, do you fight other people who have personas too, or are they people who are in your party that have
shadows
their own personas?
Who are the, no, it's just shadows, which are monsters that like kind of live in the dark hour so far. I'm pretty sure later... considering what I've seen and read about the game, I do in fact come across people with personas that I have to fight, but I haven't done that yet.
Oh, okay.
So what would you rate it as far as the gameplay?
She's playing it for 3 days.
I would be playing it right now if I didn't have to be talking to you guys. So let's hurry it up, snap, snap.
Fuck you.
I would say that she's going to rate this like a 4 or 5.
That'd be my guess,
totally
but I'd like to hear
it's like
out
a
of
7. I'm giving it a 7, okay?
Wow.
Okay, there's other things.
You
the cutscenes.
Broke the rating meter.
I broke the rating meter. It's dark hour. I can do anything you fucking want in dark hour.
It's not dark hour. There's still light out.
All of the cutscenes are animated, like right off a DVD animated, not CG or anything. Okay. Which is really cool. And there's a lot of just, you know, like watercolor still painted kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it's got like anything you could possibly want.
And more.
And more.
And Pokemon active.
Oh, it's really funny. The teachers ask you questions in class if you decide not to take a nap. No, because you can. It's like you feel sleepy. Do you want to sleep? Or do you want to... Because you get tired during battle and stuff. Mm-hmm. So those are the nights you can't go to Tartarus when you're tired. But the teachers ask you questions if you stay awake. And the questions are wicked fucking hard, usually. All right, I've been asked 3 questions in the month I've been in school.
Okay.
The first question, the teacher goes, what's the difference between the Neolithic and the Paleolithic age? I was like, what? I answered it correctly. The difference is that between chipped stone tools and ground stone tools, apparently. I don't know how I answered that correctly. It's because magic is the queen of all useless trivia, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then another teacher asked me, is soap acidic or basic? And it's basic.
Yeah.
And then I go to math class, and my math teacher's like, I'm like, oh my god, he's going to ask me a question. Oh, these questions are like wicked hard, but I've still managed to get them right. And he's like, what's 1 + 1? I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I like reread the question. I reread the question like 10 times. I was like, Where's the part that, you know, is supposed to confuse you? It's like, I give up. Is it 2? And he's like, yes! Congratulations! I was like, wow, really?
Magic.
It's got like the whole experience. It's just awesome fucking game.
So were you expecting... Like how in animes that we watch, like when it's the math section, it's like all this like scribble on the board, and it's like x over r h divided by pi times like the radius of the earth times Douglas Adams squared.
You realize you just combined algebra and geometry and
Ask a Ninja.
Douglas Adams.
Yeah.
Ask a Ninja DVD applied directly to your brain.
But yeah.
Yeah, so I totally rate it like a 7 if you like anime. If you don't like anime, you're not going to like it, though, probably.
At all.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Generally.
Well, if you don't like anime and or gaming, you wouldn't be listening to us in the first place.
Yeah, duh.
True. But yeah, it is really heavy on the simulation stuff and the real life stuff. So, like, you have to eat and you have to go to the bathroom and stuff. So, if you don't like that, I'd avoid this game.
Okay.
But if you like that and you like the demon fighting stuff, this is the greatest game for you ever.
All right. So, now I know from now on, if you ever call me again for a game recommendation, all I have to go is, does it have demons in the title and or on the cover?
Is it a Shin Megami Tensei game? Buy it.
Why are you calling me dumbass?
I am a devoted buyer of Shin Megami Tensei, which sucks for me because they're all wicked expensive. Because they don't make many of them.
Mm-mm.
Like Nocturne, you go look for Nocturne, Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne, and it's like $100. Yep. We're not going to talk about the older games because those are like even more expensive.
Yep.
So.
There you have it. Can I have it now?
Sure.
I'm not touching it.
I'm not touching it, so I'm not passing it to you.
Oh my god, get it. So. Get over it. I sneezed. I'm a human being.
Yeah, you sneezed and then I almost asphyxiated.
I'm not touching your germs. I'm a human doing. Yeah. And you know what I'm doing? I'm going to pick up the mic.
Thank you, Ninja.
Okay. And what I'm going
to
do...
You guys grew up together. You're probably immune to the same things.
Probably.
I guess I like I'm full of diseases. Magic.
Pandemiasis.
I might be like the Native Americans in this situation. You may be like killing me with your syphilis.
Oh my god. I do not have syphilis.
That you know of. Have you been tested?
That you're aware of.
I am.
Have you been tested?
Hmm? Yes.
When?
Last week.
Well, I want to see your results.
I do too.
Send them in the PDF.
And you hurt my feelings. I would never do such a thing. And you suck.
I would like to talk about an anime. See, we're flipping the script. Because you guys talked about games.
So, yeah, we're fucking with, like, everybody today.
Yeah, yeah. So I am going to talk about an anime. Before I do, I just have a couple of quick hits on game stuff to share.
Oh my god, I'm such a dork.
Number one.
Sorry, I just set up a screenshot of Persona on my desktop.
All right, attention here, okay?
Sorry, listening to you now.
Thank you.
Important, I promise.
Hand check! Sorry.
All right. So the first little note that I want to mention is that Tokyo Game Show underway. We're not there, obviously. We're here. But there's been some news that's come out from the Tokyo Game Show, and one of the things that I thought was really interesting was that Square Enix showing a little support there for the Xbox 360. Going to be releasing something that's called Final Fantasy XI Complete Ultimate Something Pack 2007. Supposedly is going to be all of the extra downloadable content plus the original game all bundled together that you could take yourself online and be like, haha, community motherfucker! And then some other bullshitty new game that they've come out with that's not a Final Fantasy title that's going to be on the Xbox only. Lost something or another. I can't remember what it's called. Might be a big to-dos. I don't know. Looks awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Gonna get my money. Ha ha. The interesting thing that I'm
excited about that one.
I am. I'm excited about it. It's Squeenix. They're gonna get my money. I've resigned myself to that fact. Because it's gonna look hot, it's gonna look sexy, and it's gonna play like balls. Moving on. Ninja Gaiden 2. an actual real sequel, people. Not Ninja Gaiden Sigma Alpha Team Squadron Go. No. No, not just another one where now you can play the same levels you've been playing before with harder motherfucking bosses, but with the same people. No, you're going to be Ryu. You're not going to have a choice of Ryu or Rachel or, you know, Doku this time. This time, play it from the evil side. No, no, it's going to be an actual sequel. There's a trailer available. If you go to the Xbox website, you search for Ninja Gaiden 2 underneath the game section, it links to a trailer. And the trailer is fucking sick! And I'm not just saying that because I'm a ninja. I'm saying it because it's fucking sick!
And she's a ninja.
And I'm a ninja. So I gotta represent.
She's a little biased. You gotta understand.
So, but only slightly when it comes to ninjas. But I admit that.
So I didn't say she's hugely, massively, incredibly biased. I said she's a little biased.
I am. And I'm a little ninja. So it fits.
You're a ninja.
I am. I'm not a ninja. I'm not a midget ninja.
<You're> yes, you are.
You know what? Your mother.
She's my mother.
She's my mother, too. Now, let's get on to the anime stuff, please. I'm like the favorite right now.
No, you're
why?
Not.
I am. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I call her back when she calls me.
Whatever. Suck up. Kiss ass.
Panda doesn't call anybody back when they call
her. Same sauce. That's not true.
Yeah.
I screen my calls.
Yeah.
Oh, so you screen me out then?
Yeah. Is she's, that don't feel no, bad. Actually, she screens me out too. So, what I want to talk to everyone about is an anime that I've been watching called Moon Phase. It's available on the iTunes store if you have iTunes. I'm probably going to be posting a link to it in iTunes through the website.
Funimation puts it out, y'all.
Yeah, Funimation and Studio Gonzo.
Gonzo.
Gonzo. Which I always laugh at every time they do that because I imagine Gonzo the Muppet.
Yeah, me too.
So, like, every time they do that, I'm like, waiting for him to, like, peek his head up from, like, the bottom of the screen. And go, come on, girls! And, like, the chickens to follow him. But, anyway.
The chicken and the chef. Because yes. The chef is totally my favorite character. But only when he's chasing the chicken.
Yes. But, anyway. Moon Phase is it's really 25-episode series. But it has 26 episodes in it because the last episode is a special spoof episode. So it's really a 13, then 12 episode arc with a bonus at the end. Let me break it down to you.
That's how the second season of Kaleidostar was, because episode 26 had nothing to do with the original story.
Right. Same deal. It's basically the story of two people. Who have mommy abandonment issues that find each other.
Oh, boo-hoo, mommy left you. Cry a fucking river.
Well, see, but here's the thing. The first person whose mommy left them is a little vampire girl. And the second one person whose mommy left them is this dude named Kohei. Kohei meets vampire chick because he's out taking pictures because he wants to be a photographer and shit. And they meet up, and then they talk, blah, blah, blah. You look lonely, blah, blah, blah. Oh, so sad in this big lonely castle, blah, blah. So
sympathy.
Yeah, yeah, so much for sympathy. Blah, 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 blah. I would like to kiss you, says the little vampire girl who Kohei doesn't know is a vampire. She, like, bites him on the neck, and it's like, ha-ha, now you're my slave. And Kohei's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she's like, wait a minute, you can't talk to me like that. And he's like, yes, I can. What the fuck is your problem? She goes, wait, why don't you do what I tell you to do? Kiss my hand. And he's like, kiss my ass. And she's like, no, you're supposed to be my slave now. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Why is there a head in the wall talking to me? And things like, Mistress Luna, you can't go anywhere. And she's like, I'm not Luna, I'm Hazuki, and he's my slave. And he's like, I'm not your slave, you crazy heifer. why are you all of a sudden schizo on me? Like, 5 minutes ago, you were sweet and lovely and a lonely little girl, and I was going to protect you, and now you're like psycho bitch. WTF. And she's all pissed off because she's like, well, he was my first kiss. He's supposed to be my slave. Why is he not my slave? Well, it turns out the Kazuki's from this, you know, family of people who are spiritually endowed or whatever, so they can see spirits, vanquish them, talk with them, priests, do the little hand sign symbols, all that, yada, yada, yada. Unfortunately, out of all of them who have this power, Kohei doesn't. He's spiritually retarded.
I like that.
And thus, the hilarity ensues. Because he's so spiritually retarded, her bite doesn't work on him, so she can't do any hypnosis on him or anything. But she needs him because she has to feed on the full moon, otherwise her teeth get all itchy and she gets bitchy and blah, blah, blah.
I hate it when itchy and bitchy happen.
Yeah, itchy and bitchies, it's not good, but they do go hand in hand with each other. So Kohei decides that he can't leave her in the castle by herself, so he's going to rescue her, and she's like, okay, yeah, whatever, but you're going to be my slave. And they get out of the castle. You get to meet Kohei's cousin, who's awfully fucking hot. And he wears glasses.
Oh, of course he does.
Yeah, yeah, and he's got, you know, like the deep voice, tall, lanky, oh so sexy, oh my god, I would pounce on you in a second kind of look. But he's also very book smart. And kind of looks over Kohei like a big brother. We never see Kohei's dad. All we see is his cousin and his grandfather, who he lives with, that runs an antique shop, who's a horny
missing
bastard.
Missing parents is very common in
yeah.
anime.
Yeah. So the story goes along and goes along, and other vampires are sent to bring a runaway vampire chick home. And Kohei's like, that's not going to happen, and they fight all the time because she always calls him slave, and he's like, I'm not your slave, blah, 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 and they hide her in this house with, in a room with no mirrors so she won't, like, bust into flames or whatever. And another vampire comes after her that's a chick and finds out that Kohei's...
She's the one in the dress who has, like, that psyche thing.
Yeah, no, the blonde with the glasses, Elfriede.
Oh, never mind.
She comes along early on. She's like the first person that sends to bring Hazuki back. But she figures out that Kohei's spiritually retarded. And she's like, hey, I could probably work this to my advantage. I think he's the vampire's lover. Now, it's at this point that those words come out of her mouth that I'm like, oh, this series is about to turn a corner that I'm going to fucking hate, isn't it? Because as soon as I heard that, I'm like, okay, so now everybody's going to be after, not the girl, but
him.
Kohei, because they want his power, ability, blah, blah, blah. So then they're going to have to go off and hide together, and they're going to have these faux fights because they're really in love, but they don't want to admit it. And then she's going to grow boobs, and he's going to be like, waka waka, and I want them. But then they're going to fight. It's going to be awful. And so it's just going to be just more nothing but from here on out, sexual tension, and some blood sucking. Like, here it comes. And sure enough, that's pretty much what happens. Elfriede, like, kidnaps Kohei one night and sucks on his neck and gains independence from her master, ultimately killing him. And then, for whatever reason, spoiler alert, people, spoiler alert on this one, ends up banging Kohei's grandpa.
What?
Like, you never see them banging, but there's, like, she has a breakdown, and grandpa's comforting her one night. And then from that point on in the series, through the rest of the arc, she's always, like, giving grandpa massages right before dinner and cooking and calling him dearest. And he's, like, honey bunny, and she's, like, darling, and he's, like, baby cakes. And you're just like, oh, man. And all the other little girls, because they're, like, these two other cousins that are actually supposed to be marrying Kohei and his cousin, but that's a cutie, but that's another story. And so all the girls are like, oh, that is scandalous. You don't think. Like, yes, I do think. Oh, scandal, scandal. And then Kohei's in the middle like, what are you talking about? They're just friends. And they're like, you dummy. And then they start blushing. And he's like, what? you don't think they're just more than that. And then you look over, and Elfriede's like, oh, and her boobs are, like, heaving, and she's massaging Grandpa, and his cheeks are all red, and you're just like, oh, son of a bitch. So, yeah, you never seen it, but Grandpa's boning the blonde vampire. And and then there's just nothing but sexual tension that finally gets resolved at, like, around, I want to say, episodes 17, 18, and 19, where Kohei finally tells Hazuki that he has her around and is trying to protect her and risking her life and all that bullshit, not because she's a burden, but because he's in love with her. And then, like, for a minute, she's like, oh, and I'm in love with you, too. And he thinks that she's not going to remember it because she's going through one of her schizoid phases. But the next episode, she's like, no, you dummy. I remember everything we talked about last night. Now I need to kiss you because my teeth hurt. And the blood sucking, and then she's all badass. Then her younger sister gets sent to bring her back to Spooky Castle. And she's the one with the pink hair and the shadow scythe.
Okay.
And she's just like, I hate Luna. Because everybody loves Luna, and nobody loves me. And all I have is a friend.
And where?
Exactly. And then you're like, oh, son of a bitch. This is how we're going on the series? Because there are poignant moments that happen in the series that I actually like. Like, when you get outside of Hazuki whining all the time. Because the first two episodes were really hard for me to get through. Because I'm like, oh, she's going to be like Serena. And I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, my God.
And she does, because she whines all the time. No, you're a dumb slave. You're a retarded slave. You're supposed to be my slave and do what I say. I'm not your slave. Yes, you are. And you're the worst slave ever. And blood. And you're just like, shut the fuck up. And then she'll have these moments where all that goes away and she can see outside of herself and she's worried about other people and sees that people are doing things.
Oh, so those are the points when Serena, like, goes all Queen Moon Serenity.
Exactly. But
are they Hazuki, as rare as the moments when she goes Queen
Moon? No, Hazuki, and that's why I could watch the series, because Hazuki has those moments in every single episode and she has more than one of them in every single episode.
Oh, good.
And so, once you get outside the first two, you notice them the more. And then, as you get past episode 14, it's nothing but, with a few exceptions of her whining, her having these moments where she recognizes that the family is risking their lives and that people have died because of her, and she doesn't want that to happen. And she's trying to figure out how she can be by herself, but she doesn't want to anymore because she didn't like being lonely. That's the reason why she wanted out of the castle to begin with. And recognizes that Kohei has done everything he can since they left the castle to protect her and keep her from having to go back and be that lonely person, and that she feels like all she's done since then is bring sadness and upset into his life, and that maybe she should leave because, like, her mother told her she should never ever hurt the one that she loves, and she knows that she loves Kohei. And that's what the last arc of the entire series are, is understanding what love means and trying to then not hurt that person. And so she eventually surrenders herself because it gets to a point where the family looks like they're not going to be able to defeat the vampires that have come to take her back. And so she surrenders herself on the condition that the family is never, ever, ever harmed. I mean, even family members that she didn't like and wasn't getting along with, she sacrifices herself for. And so I think that in those poignant moments, that's what I liked about Moon Phase. Because the whining will definitely turn you off, without a doubt. But there are enough of the poignant moments.
I've always really hated the whining.
Yeah,
thing.
I can't stand whining bitches in anime. I can't. I think that it's the most damning thing that you can do to a character that's a female, especially a female lead, is make her whine, because it takes away her power.
Yeah.
Hazuki would be so much more of a badass if she didn't whine all the damn time. I realize that it's part of the mechanism that they use to drive the plot, but there's so many other different things that you can do, I think, that can drive plot, especially for female lead characters, that being a whining, reluctant hero, you don't need. I mean, there are a lot of reluctant hero types that don't whine. So why?
I think it wouldn't be so bad if they didn't resort to it all the time.
Exactly. Like, every here now and then, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but it seems like that's all they can do right now is, oh, if you're going to be, you know, a supergirl, but you're going to be a reluctant hero, the way that you're going to be reluctant is that you're going to stomp your feet and pout, you know, pout and whine all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need that. I think that you can be strong and be kind of silent and reluctantly give in to having to do the right thing without whining. And that was like my biggest negative thing that I had to Moon Phase was the whining. So I'm going to give Moon Phase a 3 out of 5. It would have been higher if she wasn't such a whining bitch. And if it hadn't taken so long for her to get out of the whine every scene that she had, I think that it probably would have been higher than that. So it's not a buy, but if you have anything like an account at Anime Nation or something like that where you can rent anime, do that because it's worth a rental. I'm happy that I got it through iTunes because it was cheaper than buying a DVD set and I got the whole damn thing. And
or can, like Netflix, go do that. It's cheaper.
Yeah, if it's on Netflix, absolutely do that as well. But I think it's definitely worth watching. I mean, especially if you even like anything like Sailor Moon, this is totally better than that. It's got vampires in it.
Vampires make everything better.
Vampires taking back. Oh, yeah, and then she figures out that she's a daywalker. I forgot that part.
She can walk during the day?
Yeah, because she's a blue blood vampire. Both her mother and father were vampires. And she was born naturally as a vampire, not converted from a human, so she's daywalker.
And then they can walk around in the day.
Yeah, so she eventually figures out, like, around, I want to say episode 14 or 15, when they're getting into a fight and they're fighting this, what seems like, uber-powerful vampire, and he's standing in the light because he's a daywalker. She grabs, like, a stake, and she's like, no way. No way is Kohei going to die because of me, so fuck you. And she, like, grabs the stake and runs into him out in the sun, figuring that she'll kill him and then blow the hell up. But she doesn't blow the hell up.
Where she's like, oh, I must be a daywalker too.
Yeah, and then Kohei was hurt and he was passed out for a while. And so they go back to his house and he wakes up and he opens up his eyes and she's standing out on a deck out in the sun. He's like, you stupid moron! And he like runs over and he's got like a punctured lung and he's like trying to hobble and grab her and like flings her into the house and wraps her up in a coat. And she's like, what are you doing? It's like, don't you know it's daylight? You can't stand out there. You'll burn up. He goes, wait, it's daylight. And you were standing out there and you didn't burn up. And she goes, yeah, dummy. I'm a daywalker.
So she just kind of expects him to suddenly somehow know.
Yeah. 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 And so and then you're like, oh my god, that's funny. And that makes you laugh. And then she goes and whines, and you want to blow your brains out. And then something poignant happens, and you go, wow, that would have been such a great story if they just focused on that aspect of it. Yeah. So that's Moon Phase in a nutshell. Take it, leave it, I don't
love
care.
It.
I'm leaving it, because I've seen parts of it before. So,
but you want to know what I do love?
Yes.
Our sponsor.
Lusty Micro.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she does. She goes on dates with it.
I go on dates and I bring the Velocity Micro PC. I've even taken it to my job with me before. And I have because it's that sexy and hot. And it's built by gamers for gamers. So I recommend it. I mean, if you need a custom-built machine that can run Vista Ultimate so you can be a badass on the PC. Well, as badass as you can be on the PC. Let's be honest here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com and tell them that the chicks from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. I also want you to continue to hit us up on the website. You could be like Ariel and win candy. All you got to do is hit us up at electricsisterhood.com or short address, please.
bsh.mobi.
That's bsh.mobi.
All right.
The short address takes you to the long one.
Why?
Because people are retarded and can't spell Electric Sisterhood.
Some people kind of get confused between Electric Sisterhood and Electric Sisterhood. And
I know I'm retarded and can't spell Electric Sisterhood. ESH is so much easier.
Yeah, but ESH.com was taken, but ESH.mobi was not. So it'll bounce you to the long address. comment on our post, people. We love, love, love dialoguing with you about stuff and hearing and getting your opinions. And you could win free shit.
Yeah. But you gotta do the stuff to get the free stuff.
Yeah.
So in a sense, it's not really free, but you don't pay for it with money. You pay for it with words.
There's minor interaction required.
Required.
Yeah.
And that being said, at this point in time, I'm going to have to say this podcast is toast.
I think it's toast, too.
So, what are you going to do with your toast, ladies?
I'm going to put some butter on it and throw it at my wall.
See if it sticks.
Yeah.
Going kind of Jackson Pollock with your toast?
Yeah.
Just gonna kind of fling it around and see what happens?
I'm gonna beat it up. I'm going to abuse my toast today.
Toast abusal is not okay.
Sadism is not supported.
Friends, don't let friends abuse toast.
Friends don't let toast. Oh, I like that stuff. Magic, what are you doing?
I'm gonna go play Persona 3 with my toast.
Are you gonna put it in like a little chair?
Yeah,
my beloved toast.
Well, no, because my PlayStation and TV and stuff are set up next to my bed, so it doesn't get a chair.
Oh, I'll have breadcrumbs in your bed. Mm. Oh wait, you're not sleeping. I'm sorry, that's not gonna matter.
What are you doing to do with your toast, Ninja?
I'm gonna take my toast actually, and I'm gonna put some peanut butter on it, and I think then
butter.
I'm gonna take some Reese's Pieces. And then decorate the edges of my toast with Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces have peanut butter in them.
I know, but it's a little candy-coated shell.
Yeah.
So I get a little added crunch.
Oh.
And colorful decoration.
Okay.
See?
All right.
You asked!
I'm just telling you. I know. Okay.
So, with that, I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
And we're out.
Bye, everybody.
Out!
Mortal Pea Fight!
Do you have some Mountain Dew? Oh. Yes, can I have some? Yes, you can have some Mountain Dew.
Well, see, here's...
Did you see that recently or something?
Yeah, I watched it, and I was like, oh, my God.
All right, look.
I've shown that at...
Yeah. I'm Falstaff, the Mage of Light. Then why'd you need to cast Magic Missile?
So why'd you cast Magic Missile?
I'm attacking the darkness. Okay, you attacked the darkness.
Okay, you guys are being attacked. No, we're not. I had Martin Kine's Magical Watchdog cast. No, you didn't.
Yes,
I did. Because he asked me if I wanted any equipment, and I said no, but I needed material components for my spells. And then I cast Mordenkainen's Magical Watchdog. No, you didn't actually say you cast it.
Okay,
so you guys are surrounded. There are nine orcs. There are nine ogres. Ogres? I have an ogre slaying knife. It gives me a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Getting drunk. Okay.
Are there girls there?
Are there any girls there I want to do?
I
want to
do them.
I have not watched that enough because I can't quote every single fucking word of it yet. There's like a the in there somewhere I missed.
That's okay. When you go back and review it tonight, I'm sure you'll pick it up. Okay. So picking up where we left off. So yeah, I want to welcome... Okay, just follow.
I was just going to ask, where did we leave off?
She was
going to cue into it.
Well, okay. Colonel Panic.
Relax, don't do it. Win the ninja cues to it. Relax, don't do it.
Win the ninja comes. Oh, wait. Win the ninja comes. Yeah, that's right. 80s child. Deal with it.
We're all 80s children. I hate to tell you.
No, but I actually remember the 80s. All of them. From 80 through 89. How about you?
No, I only know from 87, since I was like 3.
Yeah.
You were 3 in 87?
Yeah, I was born in 84.
Jesus!
Hello!
Both wicked
23
old.
Right here.
Suck it!
No.
fuck it.
I was like,
suck
I was
it,
like,
or leave it alone.
All right, back to the podcast, ladies.